Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It's dark, but it's a little warmer in Los Angeles, and I'm so happy about that. Rain seems like missed us today. I liked it too. But I was watching Golden Globes, and I will say that I'm so proud because today I have a guest who has a big connection to the winner, Matt Damon. He really had something that he took on his mission to the cosmos in his hands that our friend created. Then maybe I need to introduce my guest to the people. Okay, who are you? What is your name?
I'm Corby Waste.
Corby Waste. Okay. I will say, first and foremost, you are my friend. I really think you are my friend right now. What do you think? Do we know each other well?
Yes, we've known each other for 3 years, Alona.
Yes. And not like stars and sky and cosmos didn't bring us together. Somebody else brought us together to this wonderful friendship that I really believe in 2016 will blossom. And you don't even know that when you are in your place in Pasadena working very hard to create another vision for another maybe a spaceship or something, I'm thinking about you. And for last 3 weeks, I had amazing guests on my show, on both shows, on Accent On and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe. I had two great people, Eva and Michał. Please, everybody who wants to hear or see the shows, they look 1 week or 2 weeks back. And Eva is a very smart lady. She is originally from Poland, but for more than 30 years in America. And she is building California Space Center right now, which, of course, all will be not only created for the young people to start enjoying and understanding the mission to the Mars and all Voyagers, everything what was from 1970s and maybe even a little earlier. But fact is that Eva doesn't know about you and doesn't even know that I have this plan of big, grandioso meeting between myself, Ilona Europa, Corby Waste, and Eva Blaisdell, and, of course, one more wonderful guest from Poland, Michał, who is like Polish big mogul. He owns three very big newspapers in Poland, but here he's flying back and forth between Poland and America and to try to help Eva to build this great California Space Center. I know I'm talking a lot, but I think I need to explain people little ties that will be in the future. But I started to describe that we didn't meet because of your amazing visual talent, presenting people what is above in the skies before even human food step out there. Yes. How did we meet and why did we meet?
Well, I have a friend in Scotland, in Glasgow. She's a music artist and pretty successful, but she wanted to come to America. And her music name was Scotia. And so I made contact with her and I had an idea. I saw you on Facebook, Ilona, and I contacted you and said, you know, this would be wonderful if you could talk to Scotia in Scotland. And that's what we did. That's how you and I met. I came into the studio and we called her and played her songs for the first time on the U.S. airways.
You know, that was so beautiful because I mentioned I am an artist, singer, songwriter, and artists need friends. They need managers. They need fans. They need people, goodwill people who really sometimes when we are down, they pat us on the head and say, "All will be okay. You really are good. Don't, you know, forget to dream. One day you'll get out there." But you found this girl. You're an American, but you found this girl at UK. You know, how did you even found her on internet?
Okay, well, I saw her just before New Year's Eve on, I think it was 2013 or 2012, and I contacted her. I said something to her, "Happy New Year, Merry Christmas," in Gaelic, and she wrote back. I thought, that's great. A pop star likes me. And so then we started communicating.
Wow. You know, that's the good part of Facebook. I really, really made a lot of friendships because of the conversation with people. And I found out that people are more and more open-hearted than when you sometimes say something nice. They really believe that you meant that. And I know Scotia, which now, hello Scotia, I was hoping that you'll be calling us. I just sent you even email, but probably maybe you are sleeping right now. Good night to you. But because we are talking about you, I really, really think, what is the really friendships if we don't remind people how beautiful singer she is and that you really have a good musical taste? And I really am proud to play her song one more time. Okay, Let Go, Scotia, MP3, only for LA Talk Radio, Accent On, with Ilona Europa and our guest right now, Corby Waste. Come on, how great this song is. Very, very good. You have good taste, Corby.
Thank you.
Scotch, I will love you. I know you're happy, and I understand that you have second career. You are doing some good stuff in a makeup business, and Corby told me that you received some award. What is this?
I think she came in second.
Oh, 1 second. Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah, I think that Scotia did really well in the Scottish Makeup Artist Contest, and she will do even better this year.
Wow, good for you. Okay, fly over and make my face younger and prettier, whatever you want. We love you. Anyway, thank you for introducing us and being our friends, and we miss you, and I know that one day you'll be just with us in the studio. We are counting the days. You never know. Okay. Corby Waste, I need to read a little bit from your website. Could you tell us, your website is not Corby Waste. Why you didn't do that? Why you called your website so complicated?
The fourth millennium? Well, okay, around the year 2000, I had to come up with a name for a website domain. I said, well, do you know, at the year 2000, when that became, we turned over from the second millennium to the third millennium. Yeah. So I said, I'm going to think ahead 1,000 years. I'll get the domain name for the fourth millennium, and it might be worth something for my ancestors someday.
Oh, that's so cool. business. You're right. But again, this proves that you always think a little ahead, and you have this vision, you know, why you do certain things. I need to read a few lines to, again, introduce you to people. And I want people to know you from the beginning, because it's not like you woke up one day and decided, did you know how cosmos look? You know how Mars, when lands, what will happen with all out there? We don't know. You probably somehow, somewhere, learn more because of reading and being part of these discoveries, but I want you to tell us how. But Corby Waste is a computer graphic artist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, and he is a senior mission artist for the Mars Exploration Program, although you say that this is not your official title. And also, we need to know, and we probably know that, but his images of Mars mission spacecraft have appeared worldwide on the internet, in print, on TV, and on numerous products, including, wow, 80 foreign postage stamps. This is crazy, man. 80 postage. Oh, wow. Whole world. This is so impressive. Corby, you are unusual gentleman. You're very gentle, sweet, and and optimistic. I don't know. And to me, space is really scary a little bit. But for you, it's like you love that. Yes, you love this theme topic.
Well, sure. It's and they needed my help. Because I'm not a PhD, I'm not a scientist, but yet I work with them, and they needed my help. So I've been able to contribute a lot.
No, that's easy to say than done. But you need to tell us, when you were young, I'm talking like 10 years old boy, I know on your website I read you have a family connection with grandparents or grandfathers, especially on both sides. They were an artist too, yes?
Well, yes. My maternal grandfather was a commercial artist, very successful, and he actually specialized in aircraft paintings.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, no. That must be like 50 years ago, 60. How many years when he started to paint that?
Yes.
How many years ago?
Well, in the 30s and 40s.
He
was very successful, yes. And it's interesting that it's aerospace. And then my other grandfather on my dad's side, he was a big engineer with Bechtel Corporation.
Wow.
The huge construction company. So somehow, perhaps I got the engineer genes and the artist genes. That's what I needed to do my job.
But what you were studying?
Well, actually, in college, I started off, I wanted to be an underwater archaeologist. See, and there's no real
connection. From the bottom to the top.
History and geography. Yeah, I was interested in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because you didn't mention as of yet, but you traveled a lot. Yes.
Oh yes,
you traveled
I did.
All around the world. Could you take us with your beautiful travels a little bit? And let's people imagine we are all in Los Angeles and going to like maybe Seattle or New York or Europe. It's so tiring. It's so not easy. But you, as a young gentleman, you saw so much with your parents, yes?
Yes, I did. For the first 10 years, we moved more than a military family. We lived in Canada, in the UK, in Hawaii before it became a state. Mm-hmm. I actually saw the ceremony when I was five. And we lived in Idaho and all over. And then we finally settled back in our home, Marin County, California. Yes.
How old you were?
I was 10.
Oh, that's good.
So I didn't really fit in. I'd seen so much, learned so much already.
Now you got stuck in a little tiny place and?
Yeah, well, that was okay. And then that's when the space program got going. Okay, the Gemini program, Mercury, all those Apollo missions.
That was like 1977?
In the 60s.
60s,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, 60s, even earlier. And that's when you got hooked?
Well, looking at National Geographic, there was always the pictures of the space missions. But, you know, I never, ever thought I could be the one that they would be featuring my artwork someday.
No, this is like impossible. Again, we are in this beautiful country that dreams can come true, but you didn't even know what to dream about probably by then. But from your studying what's supposed to be underwater future, how did you become the graphic artist?
Well,
virtual.
Yes. Well, I also became one of the very first computer graphic artists in the entire world.
And I know you say the truth. This is like the world is, your words are so big, but they're truth. You really, really, you were studying San Francisco somewhere?
Yeah, because I'm from Marin County. I was working in a restaurant after college.
Oh, how
and
sweet.
One of the people from the Lucas company, George Lucas and Star Wars, who worked on it, he said, you ought to go to the computer graphics school that Rodney Stark has started. It's one of the people that founded Pixar. He has Pixar on his license plate.
Wow.
In 1985.
Wow.
This is really ancient history.
And you listened to him?
You
went there.
I was
How
lucky.
Long?
Yeah.
How long did you study?
Well, that took quite a while to get through that, but I became a teaching assistant there, and I used to go in even at night and work on projects, and I began developing my skills. It was a long time before I really got a successful job, but it all paid off in the end.
Successful job. And you saying 19 years you are working right now in Pasadena, yes?
Yes, and by far it's my longest job ever.
I don't think so. You want to say bye-bye to this one, because this is something that you are growing with this company, of everything what they do. You are part of everything what they do, and you really create a vision before even people really found out what it's like out there. Somehow, somewhere, you knew?
Yes. Well, that's my job. I have the engineers.
That's your job.
They make the spaceship, and the other scientists say, well, what do we want to find? They don't know what it looks like. They would draw like a sketch, but I have to make it look real, and it kind of helps to sell the mission a little bit.
For all of us to get excited about? That's what you say?
All the way up to the president of the United States. Yeah, everyone sees it, and Congress has to vote on it. They like what they see. If I'm part of it, I'm happy to do my part.
Wow. Still, you know, you are talking so big things, so big topic, and we are loving that America, and we are proud of these achievements, and you really are doing, living this progress, amazing. And right now, you brought something for me. I need to say I asked for it, but last night I was watching Matt Damon, and what title of the movie?
The Martian.
The Martian, yes. And it was so cool because I saw the movie. My daughter, Natasha, read the book, and she even found on a Facebook author. She wrote how much she enjoyed the book. Obviously, she said to me, Mommy, we need to go and see Martians. And we went. That was a really, really fascinating movie, the way how they presented everything. But Matt Damon had in hands something that you created. Could you tell us, what did he have?
Well, sure. We have a mission coming up to Mars called InSight, the InSight Mars Lander. And so what we do is we offered the public to send your name to Mars. And everyone sent in their names, and we were going to put them on a disc. And we've done that. So about 800,000 names, including mine, and Matt Damon's is on there too. But what he got to print out a certificate that says, you know, my name is going to Mars, Matt Damon, and also has his name from the movie, and my InSight logo that I made is on that certificate. So he's holding my artwork.
So cool. I was so excited being in a movie because I saw your post on the Facebook day before I went to see the movie, and you made this announcement. I was looking for this moment. I was just so proud of you, and I felt like I'm part of this movie because I know you, and you are the visionary. It was just life is so beautiful. You know, sometimes you can touch so important people. You are very important to this industry. Then you brought something to studio. And I'm telling everybody, if you wish to see us, please switch at 7 Pacific time to LA Talk Radio video channel. We'll be having Corby and myself one more time in a studio. And you brought this big, big poster. I ask you for that because you have book with so many of them. We'll be talking a little bit more about this, but people cannot see when we'll be on a video. Right now, on a video show. Right now, I have everything what I want, and it's dedicated to me, which you had no choice but do this for me. I will proudly put in my studio, music studio, and all my artists who are coming to me for lessons or writing music, I will say, you think we are dreaming? Look at Corby. You know, look at his dream. You know, he knows what is up there. We don't even have a dream, imagination. This gentleman who one day will be part of Space Center in California, I somehow believe that we will all work together dealing with beautiful music, unusual artists who are creating space instruments that nobody heard and saw before. Also, some part of Laserium jobs and lasers geniuses. They will be probably describing stuff, and you need to have your own galleries. I really cannot even imagine that you didn't have the 80 postems for people to just come and see a purchase or just touch your hand and say, oh my gosh, I remember, is this you? How did you do that? How this happened that nobody really offered you like an exhibition?
Well, that's an interesting question. Yeah, I know for a fact that almost everyone in the world that has the internet has seen my artwork.
Yeah.
So when
you're
I meet
like
people,
you're like the biggest artist in the world. You know, everybody knows your art.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, to think about that. So I can meet someone on an airplane and show them, point to my artwork, and point to me, even if they don't understand. I say like, it's I did that.
I did.
They nod. Oh wow.
Okay, and I started, you brought this beautiful poster. What is on this poster? Because people will see,
sure.
Hopefully, if they switch to video channel again in 40 minutes, we'll be on a video channel on LA Talk Radio. What is on the poster?
And
explain.
It's on your Facebook, too. So, okay, yeah, that is the next mission to Mars, and I am the artist, and it's called InSight.
Wow, you know, and okay. Explain me, because you are a really insider, you know, in Pasadena, when you go to a jet propulsion laboratory, they allowed you and they open door and say, you can see what we are doing, or you can see what will be sent to Mars.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I work with the project manager. He's my contact, and I work with the project scientists. So Tom Hoffman and Bruce Bannert and I meet in their office, and we talk about what they need. And I'm one of the team.
This is very hot, I will say it. And I don't know if you remember, because I still don't understand sometimes how my life works. Probably you too, because, you know, when we are talking about 10-year-old boy who was traveling all around the world with parents, and you try to do one thing, then you switch to something else, and now you are part of this beautiful big industry and history practically of achievements and all the Mars, yes, voyagers, really, and journeys to the cosmos. But people really dream big, like I said, and who will think that that you maybe will be working with me soon? And then 2 years ago, a year ago, I decided to send you one of my songs, and that is called Orbis. And I asked you to send to us and to Jerry Jones, who created the video. And I asked you, can we insert to the Orbis your beautiful postums and art? And you said, okay, cool. I didn't know why I was doing this. We had some plans for it and didn't happen. But maybe now we have a project that is already ready. And I never showed this yet to my friends, but they don't even know that I already, 2 years ago, somehow, somewhere, believed that it's something more about our friendships that only, oh, this guy is really unusual and beautiful. Good. We'll take a little bit break because I really want people to know about your achievements. You got lots of awards, you have lots of books, and people just love to insert your art in their books. But we'll talk a little bit more about that and your day-to-day of when you wake up in the morning, how your day starts. I really want to know, because do you really dream right away about sky and stars, and or you just take your cat, give the cat meal, you have beautiful cat, and just think the normal things like we all think. This is very interesting because people like you probably are flying in the air, I don't know, in the clouds. Maybe not, maybe I'm wrong. But for right now, we are talking Everything is in a Family. Then we'll be playing a Natasha Mira new single, Listen Up. And again, I'm hoping one day this will be commercial for cell phone. And we'll be, you know, everybody will be rich and famous. But what I liked, it was produced and co-written by my friend Adam Abramek, who is just flying from Europe to America. He will stay here for one more month and will be creating lots of wonderful music. Then right now, Natasha, Amira, Listen Up, and we'll be dancing. Why not? 2016. Let's a little bit dance.
This summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you, miss you. And time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone. The sand looks like the snow. I miss you.
You know, I don't know what to say, but I'm not saying I'm not too smart, but really this is the topic that I'm not 100% familiar with, but I'm excited like most people in 1970s. I remember me being in Poland and watching TV and, you know, everything went to the space. It was just the biggest deal ever. And I think right now, young people especially, they are used to lots of stuff and, okay, we are going to the space. Oh, and what? You know, then I think youth need to be more excited about what America is putting to the space and all the travels and new what's happening in Mars right now. We have this new...
Yes, well, we have that mission, and then we have another mission coming up later.
It is 2016, yes, the new mission on the Mars?
Yeah, the 2016 InSight that we've been talking about,
yes.
It had to be moved to 2018, unfortunately.
Oh, of course. Yes. Why?
Well, the French seismometer was not ready to fly, and it was a difficult decision, but that was the right decision.
And of course.
Wait till it's ready.
Wait, this is, you say 2018. Then if I can go back, because I'm reading, I don't want to mess up anything, but in addition to your work for Mars, Corby created visualization, could you say in English?
Yes, visualization.
That's a tough word, for solar system missions and studies including GRAIL for... Could you describe us what is this?
Well, the GRAIL was a moon mission that two orbiters went to the moon and measured the gravity, and a logo that I made for GRAIL was on the rocket, which was my second logo launched into space.
Gosh, I hope everybody understands what he is talking about. But this is the history that we are talking about. Then Moonrise, New Frontier proposal, what was it?
Yeah, well, the Moonrise is a proposed mission that we have to compete. We're trying to win the next New Frontiers mission from NASA. So we have to put that out there. I was the artist, and it didn't win, but it's going to be competed again, and I will be the artist again.
Okay, never give up. Now we talk Juno and the Titan-Saturn system mission. What is this thing about?
Well, Juno is out there on its way. It's arriving at Jupiter this year, so we're pretty excited about that. Everything's going well. I made them a couple of pictures years ago. The Titan one was a proposal that did not win, but someday we will go to Titan. And I would love to be the artist.
Oh, okay. You have something to look forward to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sky is the limit for you. Or not limit. Not for you. It's not a limit. Okay. You are a board member, or you were board and a member at large of the Fluorescent Mineral Society. That's like, what is this about?
Aha, that's funny. Yeah, I tell people about that. One of my hobbies is going out and collecting minerals that glow under ultraviolet. And I do that. I'm very good at it. And I even went to Greenland in 2004 to collect fluorescent minerals.
And where you put them? Are they in like locked somewhere, or do you turn them into jewelry? What are you doing with
them?
Well,
what I keep them all, and I clean them up, and then I photograph them with my camera, and I even can make 3D pictures of them.
I really believe people are supposed to remember the website link. It's very interesting. Your website is so educational, but also very unusual and cool. Then can you tell us one more time link?
If you just look at my name, Corby Waste, yes. That's the easy way on Google, because it will bring, and in fact, now it says Corby Waste NASA. I've got my own Google link.
Duh, that's perfect. How tiny is this? Wow. Okay, congratulations on that. Then something's happening, because I'm reading you have so many awards and good stuff, and then you say beginning 2001 led to becoming, what did you do? You were responsible for pursuing the Planetary Society to include a CD on a board, the Cosmos One Solar Sail, which contain, could you tell us?
It contained a story by my favorite science fiction author, Cord Wainer Smith. And it actually was put on board the disc after I asked the Planetary Society, why don't we make a disc that could go up on your first solar sail? And the story by Cord Wainer Smith was about solar sailing. And they loved the idea, and they made it happen.
Wow. And what's happening 2005? On June 21st, 2005, a Russian submarine attempts to launch Cosmos One carrying the CD. But you said that the launch failed. Yes.
Yes, I was at the Planetary Society headquarters, in Pasadena, and Bill Nye was there. Carl Sagan's widow, Anne, was there. And Lou Friedman of the Planetary Society was there. And we were there. And Kirsten Dunst was there. Just a few people in the living room, and we listened, and they launched the first solar sail out of a Russian missile from a submarine. But the missile malfunctioned, and it fell into the ocean off of the Arctic.
Together with the CD.
And that was the end of that. Yeah, with the CD.
Okay, but it's somewhere. Now maybe you need to go under the water like you wanted when you were young, and maybe it's somewhere there. What's happened when stuff like that happened? Does anybody wants to take look for it?
We try again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And May 2012, you said, now lots of interviews. Obvious, you had, from Australia, you had good interview.
Oh,
very
sure.
Very important gentleman. Who was he?
That was great. The beautiful woman that I met at the Grail launch, she talked to me on my cell phone from Australia, and it was my first international interview.
I cannot imagine that was your first. And second was Accent On,
I think. Right.
Yes, on August 26, 2013. I was so scared to meet you because today, too, I'm not scared because people understand talking about stuff like that is not easy. You are very brainy and very smart gentleman, and your life is very unusual also. Probably for you is like I said, how is your morning? Is it called to mine? I just feed my doggy and you feed your cat?
Yes, that's awesome.
And then you go to Pasadena. How far away you are driving?
Oh, very close, about 10 minutes to JPL.
Mm-hmm. I need to go and see you there. I want my private tour, you promised me, and I know you will do it. Oh. Who did you have not long ago? I posted the pictures, but yeah, you got some cool people visiting.
This is kind of amazing to me.
Yes.
You remember the program Gilligan's Island?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful Marianne, who's played by Dawn Wells. Well, I met her. And, of course, in the conversation, we got around to JPL, and she just absolutely was in love with the idea of going to the Dawn mission operations. That's her. She has a mission that's named Dawn there.
Wow.
Her name is Dawn, and we have a Dawn mission.
Okay, this is... Everything is beautiful in life. Because next door, I have Sheena Metal. She has her own show right now, and I know she has somebody from
Gilligan Island.
And you need to go and like look into the mirror. Maybe you know somebody there. But for right now, I will give people maybe a little bit break because I really want you to go and see if you know this person who is there. We just, you know, said hi to each other before the shows and I found out what they will be doing. But it was 1 second. I let you only go for like 2 minutes and you come back. Okay. And I will be playing. What am I playing? Maybe I'll be playing Anticipation, Ilona Europa. Norby, our life is intertwined in very unusual way. And people who listen, something so unusual happened. We are talking right now about your friend. Her name is again?
Dawn Wells.
And
she played Gilligan on Marianne on Gilligan's Island.
And she has something she's developing program, yes?
Well, the interesting thing is that I'm sitting here with Alona in this studio, and right next door, the next studio, Dawn Wells is on the air.
She's here, and you cannot put stuff like that together. Something is really in the air that we all will be eventually working together. And I don't know what's going on, but Sheena Metal has her and her manager on her show. And they will be. They probably are talking about similar stuff that I'm talking with you about, and what I was talking for the last 3 weeks with Michał Lisiecki from Poland and Eva Blainsdale. This is amazing. We are talking about space and our achievements, and now you are sitting, you know,
and we were
room
just,
by room.
We were just talking about
her. And we are talking about her. And 5 minutes from now, you will come and say hi to her. And hopefully in the future, maybe in a few weeks, we all will be one more time on the show and on TV show. And we'll be talking some more. This is magical.
It is.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Tell us. I know that people insert your art in their books. There's a lot of books running around the world. You probably don't even know.
That's true.
Yes. But how do you feel? You have like 32 of them, did you think?
Well, yes. Nowadays, there are so many books that I've lost track. And how many there are around the world, nobody knows. But that have my artwork. Sometimes I'll have 5 or 6 different pictures. I just bought a book from Germany because it had my art on the cover. That's what I really
cover.
Like. Yeah, now
we are
I like
talking covers.
Cover is what I especially will have to buy that if it's my art. Mm-hmm.
Wow! And do they inform you of say, hey, we would like to use? Oh, this is like public domain and.
Usually no, but sometimes they do. They'll ask me, and I just say, yes, great.
Of course, mm-hmm. Yes. Question: very capitalistic. What about money? Are you getting money because of that, or just, okay, this is...
No, I make the pictures for NASA, and basically, and I'm paid...
By them.
And so the pictures do not belong to me.
Okay,
But I'm happy to help when they find me, and most people don't know who I am, but they track me down by the internet, and then they think, well, I better ask the artist.
Of course, that's sweet that they do this, but then you can find out in another book with your cover... art is somewhere in the world released. How many years you are working for Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena?
I'm almost completing my 18th year.
That's a long marriage.
Well, now, would you...
In Hollywood.
I used to be the new guy, but now I have been at NASA for 1/4 of their entire existence.
Do you have somebody like competition in this place?
Actually, I don't want to sound immodest, but I don't think I really do.
I hope you will say, no, you don't. You are one of the kind. That's for sure. Then 18 years every day, 10 minutes from your home, you are feeding your cat. I'm joking, but your cat is just most beautiful cat in the whole wide world. How old is she?
She's 17.
17. Ay, ay, ay. Almost the 18, 17 years how you work so long you have her. Okay, then 80 stamps.
83, actually, now. I have to update that.
And this is this will be stamped, too, do you think, the next mission?
I'm surprised it isn't already. So it will be on a stamp, I almost can bet you.
Maybe they will put Matt Damon with this film. This is so, like, ready to be released on a post-stamp. I don't know. Okay, tell me, when do you... have your dream? What will be your next art about? How you're dreaming? Because you need a dream about space. You need to visualize. You've never been there. Do you think you'll have a chance ever to go with the mission? No, impossible.
Possibly. But we better get going because I'm getting old.
Okay. But how young people are? The oldest? You cannot be more like 40, 50 to go to the space? It's all about health, probably.
I think there is a chance that I could go into space, sure.
But, oh, gosh. No, I'm joking. Yeah. Is this possible, you think?
Yes, I do.
In the future, not the 2018, but whatever.
That's right.
Okay. Then you said that nobody really wrote a book about you Your website is perfectly done. It's ready almost to put the pages together, and then just we have a book about you. Did you ever think to write something about your journey to the space?
Yes, I do think about that, especially when I'm looking at the children's books about Mars, and I think, oh, I could do a better book.
Wow. Oh, okay.
No offense to those authors.
Oh, my gosh. Ah, we are leading to something even bigger. Now, we have a video with you and your visuals. I will be arranging meeting with Eva and Mr. Lisiecki when he'll be back from Poland, and we'll be talking about Space Center California Space Center, and I'm hoping they will want to work with you. Now, everything what Eva says is about youth. Everything what she wants to do is just, again, bring young people's imagination and proud, you know, and just more learning about what Cosmos and all these adventures are about. And now you are talking children's books with the most wonderful gentleman like you who... just we are growing up with you. Like, I was very young when I saw the stamps, even in Europe, you know, that was like normal for us. I cannot even imagine. I remember because we had the classes and, you know, we with the small black and white TV, and just the magic was happening in front of my eyes. But children need to have imagination like you have right now, and you need to pass your imagination to them. I think it's a genius idea, and maybe the California Space Center need to just take care of the book that you will be drawing the beautiful pictures for youth. And I will be proposing that. I will not forget this, because things like that are just born out of talking. You know, I will never think about it until you mention. But would you like that?
I think it's very interesting, because when I was little, 5 and 6 years old, the space age was everything. And I remember having those books and looking at the planets. And now I'm in the books. So these little kids of today are... So I've come full circle, basically.
It's a full circle. And again, it's all about youth and young people and future. Then you're the future for sure. Like you said, you're one of the kind and nobody can take your space. But we'll be having another space. We'll take another seat in our studio in 10 minutes. Please, everybody, I think it's so worth to see Corby Waste because we will be having beautiful poster. People can see that. Maybe I will even take to hand and flip through the pages of the 80-something stamps that you brought for people to see. But fact is, they can meet you and see you and understand the face and the human behind everything what we admire so much for so many years. Then please, for right now, again, your link to your website is, or just call Corby Waste.
That's
and
right.
Go to the Facebook to both of my Accents On shows, and all links are there with the pictures. Please read his bio, people. Please, and just enjoy the human behind the visionary gentleman, okay? Thank you so much for today. And hopefully everybody will switch to video channel in 10 minutes. We are starting our show, Accent On, the best of Poland, Europe, and space today. And I'm so happy to have you
back. Thank you, Alona.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.